This is BBC Radio 4. Now the shipping forecast issued by the Met Office on behalf of the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency at 0015 on Tuesday the 18th of November. There are warnings of gales in Rockall, Malin, Hebrides, Bailey, Faroes and Southeast Iceland. The general synopsis at 1800. Low Southeast Iceland 1019, expected Northeastern England 1007 by 1800 Tuesday. The area forecasts for the next 24 hours. Viking, north at Sierra, south at Sierra, northeast 40s. Northerly or northwesterly 4 to 6, occasionally 7 in Viking. Squally sleet or snow showers, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. Southwest 40s, Cromarty, Forth, Tyne, Dogger. Northwesterly 4 to 6, becoming variable 2 to 4, then northerly or northeasterly 5 to 7 later. Rain or showers, wintry later in 40s and Cromarty. Good, occasionally poor. Fisher, German Bight, Humber. West or northwest 4 to 6, becoming cyclonic 3 to 5 later, except in Fisher. Showers, then rain later, except in Fisher. Good, occasionally poor. Thames, Dover, northwesterly, backing westerly or southwesterly 3 to 5, occasionally 6 in North Thames. Showers, good, occasionally moderate. White, Portland, Plymouth, variable 3 or less, becoming west or northwest 4 to 6. Showers, good, occasionally moderate at first and poor later. Biscay, northeasterly, becoming variable 2 to 4, becoming northwesterly 4 or 5 later in north. Showers, good, occasionally moderate. Trafalgar, northerly or northeasterly 3 to 5, occasionally 6 at first in north and west. Showers, thundery at first in southeast. Good, occasionally moderate at first. Fitzroy, northeasterly, backing northerly 3 to 5, occasionally 6 at first in south. Showers, good, occasionally moderate. Sole, Lundy, Fastnet, variable 3 or less, becoming northwest 4 to 6. Showers, good, occasionally moderate. Irish Sea, Shannon, westerly or northwesterly 3 or 4, increasing 5 or 6, veering northerly 5 to 7 later, perhaps gale 8 later in North Shannon. Rain or showers, moderate or good, occasionally poor in Irish Sea. Rockall, northwesterly 4 to 6, veering northerly or northeasterly 6 to gale 8, occasionally severe gale 9 in north. Rain or showers, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Malin, Hebrides, Bailey, cyclonic 4 to 6, becoming northerly or northeasterly 6 to gale 8, occasionally severe gale 9 at first in Bailey. Rain or squally showers becoming wintry, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Fair Isle, Faroes, north or northeast 3 to 5, increasing 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 in Faroes. Squally sleet or snow showers, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. Southeast Iceland, northeasterly 7 to severe gale 9, backing northerly 6 to gale 8, becoming cyclonic 3 to 5 later in west. Snow or squally wintry showers, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. Now we have the weather reports from coastal stations for 2300. Tyree Automatic, southwest by south 1, slight rain, 2 miles 1020 falling. Stornoway, west-northwest 1, 22 miles 1020 falling. Lerwick, northwest by north 2, 22 miles 1017 falling. Wick Automatic, west 3, recent precipitation, 19 miles 1020 falling more slowly. Aberdeen, west by north 3, 19 miles 1020 falling. Lookers, southwest by west 2, 32 miles 1021 falling. Boomer, west northwest 3, 19 miles 1021 falling. Bridlington, northwest by west 3, 1022 falling. Sandetti Light Vessel Automatic, west 4, 1000 meters 1024. Greenwich Light Vessel Automatic, northwest by north 3, 11 miles 1025. St. Catherine's Point Automatic, north by east 3, 1026, now rising. Jersey, east northeast 1, 22 miles 1026, rising slowly. Channel Light Vessel Automatic, north northeast 2, 11 miles 1027. Silly Automatic, northwest by north 1, 19 miles, 1,028, falling slowly. Milford Haven, south 1, 27 miles, 1,026, falling slowly. Aberporth, south 2, 30 miles, 1,026, falling. Valley, northwest by west 3, 16 miles, 1,025, falling more slowly. Liverpool Crosby, west-southwest 4, slight rain, 5 miles, 1,024, falling more slowly. Valencia, east-northeast 2, 15 miles, 1,027, falling slowly. Ronaldsway, west-northwest 1, 19 miles, 1,024, falling. Malin Head, south by west 4, 13 miles, 1,022, falling. And Macrahanish Automatic, east by south 2, recent rain, 32 miles, 1,022, falling more slowly. Here's the weather forecast for the inshore waters of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, valid for the following 24 hours, issued by the Met Office at 2300 on Monday the 17th of November. The general situation. An area of low pressure will move southeastwards across the United Kingdom during the course of Tuesday. This will bring strong, locally gale force winds to the coastal waters, especially in northern and western areas, and also showers or longer spells of rain. The showers will turn increasingly to sleet or snow across northern areas later in the day and during Wednesday. Cape Wrath to Rattray Head, including Orkney. Northwest becoming variable 2 to 4, becoming north 5 to 7 later. Wintry showers, then rain, then squally sleet or snow showers later. Good, occasionally poor at first, and very poor later. Rattray Head to Berwick-upon-Tweed. West or northwest 3 to 5, becoming variable 3 or less, then north 5 to 7 later. Showers, then rain for a time, then wintry showers later in north. Good, occasionally moderate at first, and poor later. Berwick-upon-Tweed to Whitby. Westerly or northwesterly 3 or 4, becoming cyclonic 2 to 4, then northerly or northeasterly 4 to 6 later, occasionally 7 later in north. Rain or showers, good, occasionally poor. Whitby to Gibraltar Point, west or northwest, backing southwest 4 or 5, occasionally 3 at first, then becoming cyclonic later and increasing 6 at times. Mainly fair, then rain or showers, good, occasionally poor. Gibraltar Point to North Foreland, northwesterly, backing westerly or southwesterly 4 or 5, occasionally 6 later in north. Showers, then rain later in north. Good, occasionally moderate later in north. North Foreland to Selsey Bill, northwesterly 2 to 4, backing westerly 3 to 5. Showers, good. Selsey Bill to Lyme Regis, north or northwest 2 or 3, backing west or southwest 3 to 5, veering west or northwest 4 to 6 later. Fair, then showers, good. Lyme Regis to Land's End, including the Isles of Scilly. Variable 3 or less, becoming west or southwest 3 to 5, veering northwest 4 to 6 later. Fair, then showers. Good, occasionally moderate later. Land's End to St. David's Head, including the Bristol Channel. Variable 3 or less, becoming west or northwest 4 or 5, veering north or northwest 4 to 6 later. Showers. Good, occasionally moderate. St. David's Head to Great Orme Head, including St. George's Channel. Variable 2 to 4, becoming west 5 or 6, veering north or northwest 5 to 7 later. Showers. Good, occasionally moderate. Great Orme Head to the Mull of Galloway. Variable 2 to 4, becoming west or northwest 5 or 6, veering north 4 to 6 later. Rain or showers. Good, occasionally poor. Isle of Man, variable 2 to 4, becoming west or northwest 5 or 6, veering north or northeast 5 to 7 later. Rain or showers, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Lough Foyle to Carlingford Lough, west or southwest 3 to 5, veering west or northwest 5 or 6, then north or northeast 5 to 7 later. Rain or showers, perhaps wintry later. Good, occasionally poor. Mull of Galloway to Mull of Kintyre, including the Firth of Clyde and North Channel. Cyclonic 3 to 5, becoming westerly or northwesterly, 4 to 6, except in far north, then veering northerly or northeasterly, 4 to 6 later. Rain or showers, perhaps wintry later. Good, occasionally poor. Mull of Kintyre to Ardnamurchan Point. Cyclonic 3 to 5, becoming northwest 4 to 6, veering north or northeast 5 to 7 later, occasionally gale 8 later near Col and Tyree. Rain, then showers, becoming wintry later. Good, occasionally poor. Ardnamurchan Point to Cape Wrath. Variable 2 to 4, becoming cyclonic 4 to 6, then north or northeast 6 to gale 8 later. Rain or showers becoming squally and wintry later. Moderate or good, occasionally poor. And Shetland Isles, north or northwest 5 or 6, occasionally 4 at first and 7 later. Squally sleet or snow showers. Moderate or good, occasionally very poor. That completes the shipping bulletin and indeed our schedule of programmes for the day, which means we'll be handing over to the World Service to keep us going until Radio 4 resumes at 5 in the morning. Thanks for your company this evening. This is Ron Brown at Broadcasting House in London. From me, tonight's newsreader Tina Ritchie, and everyone at Radio 4, a very peaceful night. Good night.
Welcome to the newsroom from the BBC World Service. I'm Charlotte Gallagher. The UN has voted for a US-backed plan for Gaza.
Today's resolution represents another significant step towards a stable Gaza.
But with Hamas already rejecting it, what hope does it have of working? We'll ask why Donald Trump has changed his mind about releasing the Epstein files.
Let the Senate look at it. Let anybody look at it. But don't talk about it too much because, honestly, I don't want to take it away from us. It's really a Democrat problem.
Poland says a railway line to Ukraine was damaged by foreign spies. And?
Now looking back on it, it gets me annoyed, like, that people are allowed to do that and, like, put us fans into a position where we have to pay that much to be able to see a concert.
How the UK is trying to stop fans being ripped off by resale concert tickets. All that to come, first the News Bulletin.
Hello, I'm Neil Nunes with the BBC News. The stage is now set for the second phase of the Trump peace plan for Gaza, after it was approved by the UN Security Council with no country voting against. It aims to establish two key bodies with international involvement, a board of peace to coordinate aid among other tasks, and a stabilization force to demilitarize the Gaza Strip. 13 member states, including Algeria, voted in favor of the plan. Amar Banjama is the country's UN ambassador.
Algeria has finally decided to vote in favor of this text, a text that we support its core objective, namely the maintenance of the ceasefire and the creation of conditions enabling the Palestinian people to exercise their inalienable rights to self-determination and statehood.
President Trump welcomed the adoption of the UN resolution on Gaza. Russia and China both abstained on the vote. The BBC's Neda Tofik is at UN in New York.
Russia and China did not exercise their veto.